star date, November the 16th, 2312. My name is Perry, and this, along with my doggy Freddy, is my dog walking audio boo. Morning boo buddies, just out in the morning, giving the dog a quick whiz around the park before heading off to work. So I thought, record another boo. I haven't recorded a boo in a while. Yes, life's good. All good. Last night I went to a celebration of Olympic and Paralympic volunteers in Hertfordshire. So it was put on by a volunteering organisation who I suppose were doing sort of subconscious sales pitches on us during the evening to volunteer our time for various different things, whether it be sport, caring, care of the community, stuff like that. But it was still nice to get together in a room with probably sort of 200 or 300 other people who were involved in the Olympics and Paralympics, primarily as games makers, who in my opinion made the Olympics as much as the athletes did. These are the people that were dressed in the red and purple uniforms, looked like they were working in Sainsbury's, but they made the games for me. They were outstanding. And it was brilliant to sit there and see everybody in the uniforms again. It sort of took me back to sort of the summer of 2012, not quite the summer of 69, but the summer of 2012, where you've seen everyone in their uniforms and everyone made happy and chatting to people. Yes, strangers, chatting to people. You know, I turned up last night, I didn't have my blue Barclays Bank looking uniform on. I had my my formal wear, which was the sort of the blazer and the shirt, the tie, etc., including the hat. Yes, I wore a little trilby hat, and it was great. You know, people coming up to you to talk, never met them before, but they were strangers, but they're talking. Something about that uniform. Perhaps London Underground should give everybody a uniform like that when they get on the tube, and it might make sort of journeys in London a lot easier. But anyway, that was one of the things. And I had two guest speakers there. We had a couple of other people from sort of the council talking about volunteering, but there was two guest speakers. One was, I think his name is Ethan Stott, or Ephraim Stott. But anyway, he won gold in Killeen, and he was talking about how volunteers have helped him get there. So from sort of from his first days and being in the scouts, the sort of people then taking him on sort of canoeing, kayaking, weekends, etc. And how it's the volunteers that really got him to become a professional athlete who then went on to win gold in London. And the second guest speaker was a very, very close friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, David Clark, who was the just retired as the Team GB five-a-side blind captain. And I met with David when I got there. He had his two children with him. And I was sort of David's sort of, not chaperone's the wrong word, but looking after David throughout the evening, as he's obviously totally blind, so he's relying on people to assist him getting coffees and stuff. And getting through the busy crowds without having to use a stick. And it was lovely. It was a lovely evening. David's speech is absolutely awe-inspiring. For someone that went blind at 7 whilst at sort of junior school, and then his career, you know, to take him on to playing at 2 Paralympic Games, 144 England caps, or Great Britain caps, you know, whatever they were playing under that week sort of thing. 124, I think, off the top of my head, goals for his country. You know, an amazing record. An absolutely awe-inspiring evening, capping off what has been an absolute perfect year. Yeah, sorry about that. Yes, an absolute awe-inspiring. I know I still need to do about Paralympic boot. I will probably do it as a wrap-up to the end of the year or something, but yeah, it was amazing, amazing night. I've taken some photos. Going to get them loaded up onto my Twitter and Facebook page. Probably my Facebook page will be easier, which I think most of you get access to anyway. So hope everyone else is well. I was trying to catch up listening to the boos. It's a bit of a vicious circle. You miss a couple of days, and then you're playing so much catch up, and then you get sort of so despondent that you're so behind, and then you never catch up. So yeah, maybe. But hope everyone's well, and speak soon. Bye for now.